Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
Greetings and welcome to the ID the Future podcast. This is Casey Luskin, broadcasting with Discovery Institute Center for Science and Culture in Seattle, Washington. On this podcast, I'd like to announce the release of a new anthology about intelligent design that tackles intelligent design from the scientific, philosophical, and legal perspectives. The book is titled Intelligent Design 101, Leading Experts Explain the Key Issues, with contributions from Discovery Institute fellows and advisors Philip Johnson, Michael Behe, J.P. Moreland, Jay Richards, and William Dembski, as well as contributions by Discovery Institute staffers, Logan Gage, and myself. The volume is edited by H. Wayne House and tackles subjects ranging from science to philosophy to law. The volume opens up with a State of the Debate chapter by Center for Science and Culture program advisor Philip Johnson, entitled Bringing Balance to a Fiery Debate. Johnson recounts the impact his work has had on the debate over intelligent design, explaining that the debate exploded, quote, like a tinder beneath a stockpile of dry logs, unquote, after he published his first book on this issue, Darwin on Trial, in 1993. According to Johnson, quote, Darwinian naturalists had accumulated a large stock of public discontent, unquote, and they failed to provide the scientific data to back up the grand claims being put forth by some Darwinists. Johnson writes, quote, Darwinists had long expected the average American to accept a meaningless universe on paltry evidence. For example, the same Stephen Jay Gould, who told us that, quote, biology took away our status as paragons created in the image of God, also acknowledged that, quote, the extreme rarity of transitional forms in the fossil record persists as the trade secret of paleontology. The evolutionary trees that adorn our textbooks have data only at the tips and nodes of their branches. The rest is inference, however reasonable, not the evidence of fossils, unquote. Such reasoning could not and had not been swallowed by most Americans who are not already committed to an atheistic world, unquote. Scientific contributions to Intelligence on 101 were made by Discovery Institute senior fellows Michael Behe and Jay Richards, and also myself, in order to lay out some of the scientific evidence for intelligent design in nature. Michael Behe's chapter rebuts some common criticisms of his work from leading Darwinists such as Russell Doolittle, Michael Ruse, and others. He concludes, quote, in Rudyard Kipling's Just So Stories, he tells how the tiger got its stripes and how the rhinoceros got its horn. Evolutionists might add a story concerning how the bacteria got its flagellum. On one level, the situation is amusing. On another, it's astounding. The great majority of scientists give allegiance to macroevolutionary theory and use it as a framework to look at many questions. Yet it has been completely sterile in trying to explain the very foundation of life, unquote. My chapter, titled Intelligent Design in Nature, lays out the positive argument for intelligent design in the areas of physics and cosmology, DNA and the information in life, the information processing machinery in life, intelligent design in junk DNA, micromolecular machines, the relationships between living organisms, the fossil record, and the history of life. Intelligent Design 101 also includes philosophical discussions of the debate over intelligent design. Discovery Institute fellow and philosopher J.P. Moreland lays out a defense that intelligent design is science, rebutting the charge that ID is an argument from ignorance. Moreland writes, quote, quote, we have learned a lot from studying a flagellum. It is because we know so much about it that intelligent design becomes the best explanation for its existence. Our positive information about its irreducible complexity show marks of intelligence. Mousetraps and other types of structures are irreducibly complex. When I find evidence of irreducible complexity, I have an explanation for irreducible complexity as a mark of intelligence. I have a positive reason for inferring intelligence in a biological organism. Such an inference is not just a way of covering up for our ignorance of a natural cause of irreducible complexity. The information in a DNA molecule is a legitimate basis for inferring an intelligent designer if information only comes from a mind, unquote. Philosopher and Discovery Institute senior fellow Jay Richards also explains the evidence for intelligent design from cosmology and explains the relationship between intelligent design and religion, writing, quote, the intelligent design movement is not per se a Christian movement, though many Christians are involved in it. One can speak about evidence for design without being a Christian, unquote. Additionally, a chapter by former law professor H. Wayne House explores the legal implications of this issue. A final contribution to the book is a rebuttal to Francis Collins' arguments for human-ape common ancestry in his book The Language of God. I will discuss that rebuttal in a forthcoming podcast, but for now, go check out Intelligent Design 101, available on Amazon.com. This is Casey Luskin with the ID of the Future podcast. Thanks for listening.
Music on ID of the Future comes courtesy of composer Yuri Mamchur. visit www.yuriproductions.com and check out his latest CD, In the Harbor. This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. Discovery President is Bruce Chapman. ID the Future Managing Editor is Robert Crowther. And the producer is Keith Pink. ID the Future and ID Science in the News is copyright Discovery Institute 2006. For more information, visit www.discovery.org or www.idthefuture.com.